jump in here in just 1 minute. Hey guys, Wayne Sutton here. Thanks for jumping on another episode, howtosellyourcoaching.com. Very excited. I'm here in North Carolina, in the United States. I have my friend here from India. We're going to talk about reaching people through Facebook, reaching people to build your coaching business, your consulting business, your course, whatever it is that you're selling, you're promoting. And so I want to say, again, thanks for jumping on board. Vijay, just a quick, a little bit about you. I know you're a Facebook marketer. Just going to read your bio, just like it is, because I love it. It says, "You made her way in the competitive field by being a no-nonsense, tell-it-like-it-is, results-driven powerhouse. Scaled multiple businesses to six and seven figures with ad strategies and customer-first marketing." This is what I really like, that part when it talks about tell it like it is, results driven. There's a lot of noise out there. There's a lot of people trying to do Facebook themselves. They bought a course and now they're trying to either do it themselves or do it for other people. And it doesn't take long for Facebook to take your money. So Can you give us some insight? Number one, thanks for being on the show. Number two, can you just begin to give us some insight off of people that are, maybe they have a course, maybe they're a coach, they're a consultant, they're just trying to reach people. What is some insight that you would recommend, or what do you see as some of the biggest problems?
Okay, so the first thing, I'm so glad to be here. It's really good to actually speak with you, Wayne. The second thing to your question, the one thing actually people keep saying is like, give a lot of value, give value first and then ask for results. Like, what does value mean? Like, maybe you think that's a value. Okay, does your audience think that's a value? That's the problem with many of the coaches and course creators. Like, they don't know what value means. Okay, it doesn't, whatever they know is not a value. Okay, whatever people need is a value. Okay, there's a huge difference. Even the same thing with your offer, whatever you want to sell doesn't become an offer. Okay, whatever people need and you are giving it in a choreographed way, that is what a perfect offer is, right? So it's not just because people, that's the biggest statement. You probably have heard it multiple times. It's so cliched around, so it's not something that's new, but it's just the way that you actually produce value, the messaging part of it, okay? Like the way that you understand the audience, they should even be surprised that you understood so much. That's the major part of the ads that would immediately produce results. Like, you don't just touch a point and leave it. You actually take them really from A to B. Like, there is a point where you actually start with A and go to B. That's every coach's work. You start a person in a point A and you take to some place where they want to be is a B. Okay. But in between that A to B, there is multiple A, X to B, X. Okay, like A1 to B1, yeah. A2 to B2. Before they actually reach the final destination, there are multiple X's, right? So even if you can give them like four or five values, which can take them really from A1 to B1, A2 to B2, A8 to B8, something, that transformation that you can make is a value.
Yes. Gotcha. Okay. So that's really good, because I have definitely taught both ways, and you got a great point there. Bring value, bring value, bring value. But you're right. Sometimes what we consider value isn't valuable to other people. And so Joe, I love what Joe Irway says. He says, sales is binary. It's a yes or no. Begin with sales and then bring the marketing, which is something I tell my coaches, bring your offer. And if somebody says yes, then you can help them. If they say no, it usually means not yet. And now we can start our retargeting. We can start our education. We can start our indoctrination. But Sometimes we waste. I don't know how many times we probably waste great value when they were ready to actually pay us and get service. Yeah. I don't want to, for instance, your Facebook ads. Marketing. I don't want to study somebody for 3 years and learn a little bit about Facebook ads. I want to pay somebody and get the service. That may.
Yeah. DIYing Facebook ads is in itself a job. So
yeah,
I can understand.
Yes, it is. It is. So you've helped coaches. You've helped. Can you give us a little bit of some of the insight of people you do help? I don't want to speak for you. I mean, coaches, consultants.
I work with coaches, consultants, course creators, and a specific e-coms where we work with the direct manufacturers, not dropshipping, where we work with direct manufacturers. So who are in for the long game. So that's who we are. That's who we work with for the past 4 years. So and the majority of our clients are coaches and course creators.
Coaches and course creators. Okay. Can you tell us the number one mistake? Well, you probably just did, trying to bring value first. What is the biggest tip? If I have let's say somebody has a course and they want to get it out on Facebook now. Do they need to start a Facebook group? Would you recommend just jumping into ads? How do you recommend somebody beginning, other than, you know, just trying to throw everything out there and hope something sticks? What's something you recommend as the first right next step?
Okay, so Facebook is not something that works. When all other fails, you just go into Facebook paid traffic and it works. It doesn't work like that. Okay, it's not that way. When actually something works, even to a specific percentage, let's say your funnel works just 10%. Okay, the remaining 90% are full of, you know, you can't actually name it and you don't even know what it's about and it's not working. But at least the 10%, you actually made it to sales. Okay, if that's true, we can scale your Facebook ads really, really good. Okay, but let's say your funnel, your offer completely sucks. All right, there is nothing anybody can do with Facebook ads when already there is nothing. And I mean, you know, there is no base. So the number one tip I would suggest is to actually sell things, at least 5 to 10 of your coaching packages or 5 to 10 of your courses to people who really need it, not your friends and family. Okay, you are actually going to target others. Okay, just try to sell them and see whether it is of really valuable for them. Okay, if it is, then go into Facebook ads. At that point, you would know what people actually talk to you. Like, you know, they will say like, hey, this is probably not for me. I probably need more of this content, right? Or if you had this kind of bonuses, it would be having much effect on me, right? They would actually give you some inputs. They are the beta testers for you. So go ahead and start some organic marketing, sell a few things, and then go for Facebook ads. Even if it's, just, I mean, if you're selling a webinar, let's say I'm a big supporter of webinars, okay? Like, I can sell any webinar, that's a claim actually, but I do. Because once a webinar is completed, we can actually go in and say like, okay, so these people actually dropped at 30% and you have to fix that 30% mark. Okay, because almost 70% of the people dropped in that place. So something is happening there. So we can actually go see where is the problem, fix it, and then actually make a renew video so we can actually take them onto the pitch. Okay, so that's how you do. That's how you put things out into the real world, either with organic traffic or with paid traffic. If you're really good with video, I would actually go with webinar and sell it even with paid traffic. But if you're not, sell it through organic traffic and then actually pull it together into the paid traffic mode. Because if you're not good with video and if you're, you know, like, if your offer is also not good, it's going to be a problem because it's going to take months and months to figure out where the problems are. Okay, now at least when you sell it via organically, you know, like, okay, my offer is good. People are ready to purchase it. So I know my offer is good. Okay, that part is resolved. It's a constant now. Okay, so the only variable now is a funnel.
Yeah, that's right? Great.
And it's easy to figure out, like, when there is one constant. That's why people actually don't say, like, you don't go into a 10-step funnel on the first attempt. Right, because you don't know where people are leaking.
What's the weakest thing?
It's tough to find out, and I usually go with one step, make it a constant, go to the next step, make it a constant, go to the next step, make it a constant. I'm just saying make your offer constant and then go with the paid traffic.
Love it. So one of our last courses we presented, we did about 71 sales organically, about $1,000 a piece.
That is amazing.
Some a little higher, some a little lower. And so, and then some of my students, I tell them exactly what you said, because I think a lot of people bought into this idea of they have to have the most complex funnel. They've got to have upsells, downsells. They've got to have retargeting, everything before they even hit publish. And I think I've done it in the past. Now I tell people, bring a strong offer, big problem, big solution, big promise. And then when people say yes, you can capitalize on that. You can help them. And they say no, then you can go in and find the weakest link. Now you talked about webinar. So you can, in examining this, if somebody hires you and your agency, do you actually help them look at those analytics, or do you?
We look at everything. Once they come in, we look at everything, all their stats, like emails, funnels, videos, ads, of course. Ads is our main thing. But we actually look into everything. Because I used to tell it in my, in my messages, like, I never say to people like, hey, your funnel sucked and that's why your ads didn't work. I will never in my life will say that. Because once they come in for the ads, it's my job to actually make them convert. No matter how bad their funnels are. Or I shouldn't never take them in the first place.
Yeah,
right? But once they are in, they are in. I'm fully invested in them too, as they are. So I would actually personally work with them to actually prepare them for the right webinar. And we have sold like up to $25,000 packages with the, which started as a bad webinar. Then we actually personally worked with the client to tweak it. And now they are literally making like 80% sales, like 80%, the conversion on 80% of sales calls. So the sales call conversion rate is pretty high. Nobody has an 80% conversion rate usually on a cold audience. Right. So that's how good it actually, once we tweak things, it actually gets so much better. So that's all I need. I just need a person with enough commitment and actually enough results oriented person. I can't actually sell someone who is a fraud. Right. But if somebody actually really can help another person. Yes. And you can show them. Yes. Webinars work beautifully.
Absolutely. Guys, I want you to, it's a couple of takeaways here. So if you're watching this, you're one of my coaches, my consultants, or you're thinking about becoming one, I want to really jump in here and give you a few points that you just said. Number one, you've got to be legit. Number two, you need to have a strong offer first. You need to, I always say this, I kind of say it jokingly, but I don't have to beg my children to eat ice cream. They understand, I have a strong offer.
Yeah.
You know, vegetables, we have to use persuasion, manipulation, whatever. But if I can bring a strong offer, they immediately want it. So we need to bring a strong offer first. Then once you have that dialed in, guys, and that's what I'm gonna help you do. One of our programs actually is we help you create your signature system, your power offer, the program, everything that you need, even the funnel, even the ads. But I will say then, once we got you profitable, you need to turn to someone such as Vijay here and get yourself scaled up where you can do $30,000, $50,000, $80,000, $100,000 months. So I want to thank you. I appreciate you so much in India being here today with us. I know you're working from home. I'm working from home. That's the beautiful part of this craziness we're in right now, is just being able to be home. But and luckily, we have jobs that we can do from home. So it's a beautiful thing about coaching, guys, or selling courses. You can do it right here from your own computer. So how would somebody get in touch with you? I'll have the link below, but is that the best way just to jump into your website, or is there?
The link that I gave is takes them straight into a call, which they can book with me. Either way, I would love to actually meet with anybody, because like if they want help related to sale, the funnel or the ads, I would be the first person to actually tell them. And as you actually meet, first you introduce me, tell it like it is. And I would be the first person to say that your funnel needs work in these places. Your ads needs work. And you wouldn't, if I can, I would immediately take you. I'd be the first person to tell you that too. So, that would be the best place to contact me directly.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. I thank you so much for being on with us, guys. Here's what I want you to do. visit the website. Even if you're looking at this now and you're busy, you don't have time to look at it at this moment.
But you can, I mean, I can put in my Facebook page link or Facebook profile link if you want to get in contact.
Yeah,
because that would be,
yeah, so we'll have all the links below. Guys, do me a favor. Hit the share button. If this is your first time with us, hit the share button. Subscribe to us. If you're watching this on YouTube, wherever you're at, Facebook, iTunes, you're listening to us, hit the share, subscribe button. Jump over to callwithwayne.com. Callwithwayne.com. We're going to take a 10, 15 minutes. We're going to do a business audit. We're going to look at some of the things she said today. We're going to look at your funnel, your offer, your pitch, your avatar, as much as we can do in about a 15-minute segment there, and really see if you have something that is worthy to bring to the public, or we need to redo it. And I promise you at least one aha moment, one wow, Wayne. I promise you that on the phone. There's no obligation. If I can help you, great. So that's callwithwayne.com. And be sure to jump over to our website, howtosellyourcoaching.com. And of course, visit Vidya. Thank you. Thank you so much for taking time to be with us today. I honor you. I appreciate you. And look forward to actually working with you with some of our coaches.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it too. And thanks for having me here.
Thank you.